Okay, so just to start off, we're going to have a little bit of a competition, just to get everyone a bit excited. So I know you were split off into groups for your discussions. Could you sit with them right now to do this, please? And you want to kind of be separate from them because you don't want to hear what they're saying. Okay. Everyone in their groups now? Yeah, the leaders can be a group. So what's going to happen is I have a few words that you have to guess. And in order to do that, I will be going through maybe Bible verses, the meaning of the word, things that are associated with that word. They'll probably start off really like hard, like it could be anything. But slowly they'll get easier and easier and you'll be able to guess the word. The final word is the thing that we're going to be looking at today. But I only have four and you only get one guess. No, I might give you two. I'll give you two guesses per word. And then if you get it wrong first time, we'll see what the others say. So I'm going to I'll start off with... You can discuss together. I'll say what it... maybe description of what the word is. You can discuss, and we'll go from there. Okay, where am I going to start? We'll start with that one. Okay, so this word, you all have at least one of this word. Well, I hope you do, anyway. That's a bit vague. You can, and hopefully you enjoy them. Hopefully you enjoy them. Another word for this, that I looked up some synonyms for this word, and one of them was society. Getting maybe closer. And if the word that you guess is close, I'm not even going to tell you if you're close. So you have to be spot on with it. Okay, so far you all have at least one of them. Hopefully you enjoy it, and the word linked to it, a synonym, is society. I'll give you another one, another synonym, closeness. Have you discussed with your group and your group is confident in family? That is not the word. Maybe that narrows it down for the rest of the groups. The rest of the group, over here. Community, no, that is not the word. I'm gonna wait for answers from these groups so they have a bit of an advantage. Does anyone else wanna guess? Or do we wanna wait to the next round? No, like more words until someone gets it right. I'm waiting to give them a bit of an advantage if they want. Any? No one else wants to guess. As soon as I say the next one, anyone can say anything. So this is why I'm giving you an opportunity. Each round you can guess at least once. No? Okay. So the next one. Okay. Yeah, if you want.
Pick a word.
No. No. They said friend. Okay. This is a Bible verse. Luke 6:31. Do to others as you would have them do to you. This is linked somehow to that word. No. Okay. Does this group want to contribute at all? Because now I'm just going to give you a real big hint. Well, not a big hint, but one of you were close, very close in your guesses. But who wants to be confident in saying their word, if they have any clue? Got to put up your hand if you're, you've got to be confident. It could be any word that you said. Yes, well done. Yes, I was mean. You said friend or friendship, and I was like, pick one word. You got to pick one. I'm not going with friend. Well done. 1 point to this team over here. Okay. Okay. We're going to move on to the next one. The next one. Okay. So this is a totally different word. This word is something you feel. Something you feel. Okay. It is looked on as a negative feeling. Negative feeling. A synonym for this word is passion. Are you confident? I'll give you a little bit minute. Something you feel. You don't wanna? No? Are you sure over here? Rage? No, that is not that word. Rage is not the word. I'll stick with it can be, it is negative. That's a point. Yeah, depends how you see it. Suffering, no, it is not. Okay, I'll give you another synonym. Another one that came up was displeasure. Displeasure. Any clues? Oh, we've got one over here. Anger. Well done, you got it. Well done. You're passionate when you are angry. Very true. That's why. Okay. So got 1 point over here. Got 1 point over here. Well, I only have two more to go. So we'll see if someone wins or you could all get 1 point each. We'll see. Then you've got to try and win some points then. Okay. So this word is a positive thing. It's positive this time. Another synonym for this that came up was gentle. Gentle. Another synonym that came up was servant. Servant. Caring, no. Caring is no. Are you sure? Care, no. No. Care or caring, no. These two? Kindness, no. Anyone from over here? Gentle and servant. Any guesses from over here before we go into the next one? You can't have a second guess. We've got to wait for these lot to guess if they want to. No? Yeah? Shall I move on to the next one? The next one is a verse. So Mark 10:45. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Do you want to say that word or not? Jesus? No. Sorry, guys. Over here, do we have a word over here? Humble? Is that your word? Well done, you got it. Well done. So you technically have 2 points. The only person that really, the team that can catch up with you is this one. What? Oh, that's a point. Yeah. If you get this one, you get 5 points. So, anyone can win. Okay, this word is, okay, this word is something that is spoken about in the passage that we are reading from, but don't look at it. I see you going to your Bibles. No Bibles allowed. Only things that are coming from my mouth, and that's about it. Okay, so this is something you can do with people you know, friends, and there was a I don't know who's putting their hand up first here. I think this hand was first. Do we wanna? Yes, well done, this team wins. That was so quick. You won on how many you actually won, but this team, you won overall, well done. That's the end of our competition for now, but if you want to kind of bring yourselves back in to the middle, that'd be great. Okay, well done for doing that. You did really, really well. So what we're looking at this morning is fellowship, and that is a part of the next verse, but it was also, I'm sure, part of the verse before as well. So what does fellowship mean? Is it that one? Yes. Here it says, I looked up what exactly fellowship was meaning, so a group of people or organisation with the same purpose, or a friendly feeling that exists between people who have a shared interest or are doing something as a group. So we can say right now we're all having fellowship with one another. We all had an interest to come here for this weekend. And you all may have a different understanding of what fellowship is. You may not know what fellowship is. I don't know exactly where you are on understanding that. Or you may have your own perception of what fellowship is from your church. You may think of it as the time at the end of the service where they all say, oh, we're all going to have fellowship with one another right now, where you're sharing your interests, and the one thing that brings you all together as a church is God. God is all bringing you together. So why should we fellowship with one another? Why is that so important? So the next verse that we are looking at is Acts 2:44. And that says, and all the believers met together in one place and shared everything they had. So this is talking about fellowship. They all met together in one place. They all had, it all became just nature to them to meet in one place. So like Jamie was saying before, in context to what is going on at this time, this is the early church, where they, after Jesus has gone back to heaven, they're all learning how to do church with one another, and they're not fully sure how to do it. They're just learning from what Jesus has already spoken into their lives and what they've learned from him when he was on earth. And they've had to learn how to do it. And fellowship just became a natural thing for them. As we can see, it became a natural thing for them to meet together in one place and share everything they had, because that's what they had to do. They had to follow each other and listen to what each other were saying. And that was the only way they could grow with one another. That just became a natural thing. But if we think of other reasons why, we can look at this verse, Hebrews 10, 24 to 25. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. So this just shows that fellowship with other believers can be so key and so important to our journey, for two reasons explained in the verse: to love one another and to express that love, but also to encourage each other in good works. If we wanted to learn about something, so is anyone here really passionate about something? What are you passionate about? Jazz. Okay. So if I wanted to learn about jazz, I could come to you to learn about that, couldn't I? Does anyone else have anything they're passionate about? What? Reptiles. Yeah, you have a snake, don't you? Yeah, so if I wanted to learn about snakes, I could come to you to learn about it. So that's the same that it's talking about here, in coming together in one place to learn about something. So I could come to you to learn about it. So if we're all believers here, but you wanted to learn something more and about something, you could go to someone else that maybe, if you wanted to ask questions about something, you'd feel confident in going to them and talking about it. That's also fellowship. That's fellowship you can have to learn more. And that's how we grow with one another, by having that fellowship with one another. So for the next reason why, I'm going to just read you something, a little story that I have. Okay. So a family went to the movies. On the way in, the young man of the family stopped at the refreshment stand to pick up some popcorn. By the time he got into the theatre, the lights were already dim and he couldn't find his family. He paced up and down the aisle in near darkness, peering down each row. Finally, in desperation, he stopped and asked out loud, "Does anyone here recognise me?" Even though it's well lit, there may be some people that come to church, and that's what it's like for them. They've come in and they want to find their family. They want to spend time with people. And that's another reason why fellowship with unbelievers can be so key. So by this, all people will know that you are my disciples, and if you have love for one another. That's John 13:35. So the love Christians have for one another can really influence faith of Jesus Christ. And so if someone was to walk into this room and they had no clue what was going on or whatever, or of anything, one thing that we can do is come alongside them and just be their friend. Being friends with someone, that's even fellowship, spending time with them, and it can be so key. But out of personal experience for me, I believe fellowship can be really key to, like, it's been really key to my journey and who I am. Like my church back home in London, it's always key that when someone comes straight in, we're always there. Like, they're new, they'll be worried about stuff. They'll they'll be like, who do I go to talk to? You got to come alongside them and talk to them. But that's also like me as I was growing up in church. I had no clue what was going on all the time. I had to ask questions. If I didn't ask questions, how was I going to learn anything? How was I going to move forward from that? But it's probably sure that most of you here, it was probably like that for you. When you were maybe coming into this youth group, you had no clue what to expect, what was going to happen. Some of you probably met new friends here, and through fellowship, that is how friendships were formed. But and also like how you're talking about Greta Thunberg earlier, she the only way that kind of thing happened, because it was only her one person, but only through her movement and everything that's happened, the only way that could happen is by connecting with other people. I think I saw that she's like connected to someone in like most continents, so things can happen at the same time, and the only way that could happen is through connection, and connection is also happening through fellowship as well. But those are my key points to you on why fellowship is so important, and I don't know where you are in understanding all that, but now I'd like to go into time of discussion as well for your groups as well, and these are just my points on what fellowship is. I don't know if you still believe the same, so your discussion groups is time for you to discuss that with each other, see where each other lie and help each other in that. So I have like two sets of discussion points for you to look at. So you can take pictures of each. So these are just quite personal things to reflect upon. How can you see fellowship in your church? So it could be, if you don't go to church, it could be in the youth group on a Friday night. Do you need fellowship in church to be a church? And how do you personally fellowship? But then also, I have this. These are all statements that I've put, and I would like you to discuss upon these statements and as a group, discuss whether you believe they're true or they're false. So if someone from each group could potentially take a picture of both slides, that would be great. Has someone got a picture from each group? Yeah? And that one? Yeah? Okay. So if you'd like to go into groups, you've got, I don't know how much time you'll have for each, but have a look at both of them, and if you have any questions about them, we can talk about them afterwards or come and talk to me. But yeah, if you want to go into your groups.